Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Down, down.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm missing your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your man, me. Everybody know me. I ain't got to say my name. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how you doing?
Just chilling. Liquor store, I see you on here, but you ain't push one, so I don't know if you want to come in or not. If you want to come in, push one. If not, then keep doing what you're doing. All right, y'all, my man will be here in a little while, so we're going to get it going. What's happening, Janine? What's going on with you? How's life treating you?
Oh, life is good.
Life is good for you?
Yes, it is.
Why is life so good?
It just is.
You know, I speak to a lot of people throughout the day. And they always say, you know, everything is good and this and that, this and that. Then I would ask the question, the same question I asked you. Well, why is that? And they can never answer the question.
I can answer the question.
But you just didn't.
just saying, it's good. But if you want to know details, you know, I had a good day at work. You know, I got a good job. I don't have no little kids I got to run after. You know, it's just a good day. I got fucked good today. I mean, it was just a good day. I feel good.
All right, well, next time, keep all that shit to yourself. I was just playing when I asked the question.
Exactly. Because people really don't want to know all that anyway.
You're right. That's a little too much information. I'm mad I asked the question. I can't call it, though.
Mm-hmm.
My day was good, too, but I ain't going into details. I ain't got no little kids running around and all of that and this and that. But we got people listening. If y'all want to jump in, just push one and we'll bring you in. Oh, I had a long day, though. Long day. I had a long day.
You know,
I drive a school bus, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, deal with all them kids.
Man, I don't know how these teachers do it. I sit in the parking lot waiting on the little kids to come out and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
These little motherfuckers be cussing the teacher out. They be snatching away from the teacher. There's one little dude, he couldn't have been no more in the fifth, sixth grade. Told the teacher mm-hmm. suck his dick.
What?
Suck my dick. That's what he told the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there, right, like, I know this little motherfucker didn't just say suck his dick. And the teacher, she kind of tripped me out because she didn't get mad or nothing, right? All she said
uh-huh.
was, don't talk like that to me. I can't remember what the boy's name was. And then he turned around. She said, don't talk to me like that. He turned around and said, fuck you, bitch. He like the fifth grade. These are elementary kids. Man, there ain't no way. Ain't no way I could have got away with that shit at Beveridge. Tell the teacher to suck my dick. I mean, that's a beatdown. This little dude told the teacher to suck his dick.
Well,
and meant it.
They can do whatever they want to now.
He meant that shit.
Mm-hmm.
All he had to do was grab his dick. That's the only thing he didn't do. But he meant that mm-hmm. shit with a passion. I'd be beating the hell out of these kids.
I know, right?
I would. These little motherfuckers, I ain't never seen no shit like that before.
Yeah, I had thought about the one in teaching. I was like, hell no, once I had to go into the school. Mm-mm.
Fuck that. These little motherfuckers, man, they'll make you kill them. And he told
her,
yeah, you fuck around and catch a case, fuck with these little motherfuckers now.
I sure would.
I done seen some shit this year. I've seen some shit that motherfuckers my age could never get away with in school. Ever. Tell the teacher to suck your dick?
Mm-mm.
Man, you getting a paddling. Then they going to snitch on you. You're going to get your ass whooped when you get home. And then you got to go back and apologize to the teacher. Man, that shit's crazy. I'm straight. I'd rather sell drugs than be a teacher.
I guess probably some of them wish they was doing that too. Hell, to get the hell up out of there.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them little motherfuckers probably selling weed. That little motherfucker was into something.
I think some people are made to be teachers. Some they need to get their ass up out of there.
You mean the teachers or the students?
The teachers.
Oh, I bet you they all strapped.
They don't know. A lot of people don't know how to deal with these kids, especially these kids these days. They do not know
these
how. You got to have a special talent to deal with their ass.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and these ain't even a special ed kid. These are regular kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you deal with the special kids, you got to deal with that ADHD and all that shit, but these are just the regular kids that know they got sense.
Yeah.
You know, the special kids, you can, you know, you can put that shit, oh, you know, he's special, so,
yeah.
You know, you can accept it. But these regular motherfuckers, motherfuckers told the teacher to suck his dick. I ain't never heard that shit before. It freaked me out. I was tripping. I actually got off the bus so I can hear the whole conversation.
Mm-mm. He
told
the teacher. I know I couldn't teach English.
Because
I'd be cussing the fuck out them kids. They wasn't there.
You can't do that shit. You can't cuss at the kids.
I have to teach math because they're like, bitch. Our English class consists of these bitch motherfuckers here. I teach y'all motherfuckers how to use all the cuss words there is.
You ain't lying.
That'd be coming out of my mouth. Fuck that shit. Because, see, I can't control myself. Whew. Who are you motherfuckers? See, that's it always come out. I mean, what the hell? A lot of teachers do a lot of shit, but it's always they word against the students anyway.
And most of the time they believe the students.
No, they don't. Not all the time. I've seen a few instances. Because a lot of them teachers are tenured, and they can't even fire them. So it's like, it's hard to get rid of them when they've been there for so long. Shit, they feel like they can do whatever the fuck they want to.
Well, shit, they should be able to dealing with these little motherfuckers nowadays. I'd have been retired.
Mm-hmm.
I will catch a case. I mean, I'm old school. I'm going to beat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't paddle these little motherfuckers no more. You can't do none of that shit. But they could talk to you any kind of way. And then you can't even, the teacher didn't even say shit back. She kept saying, you don't talk to me like that. That's all she kept saying. She said, fuck you, bitch. I mean, like a little grown ass dude.
I don't know. Huh? You just can't, I mean, you don't know, but you have to look at it, too. You don't know what that child going through. I mean, just like I just saw on the news, a children's charity owner, he owned this children's charity. Did you hear about that? He got convicted of child pornography.
And he got a charity for children?
Yes.
Oh,
he gotta take care of all the damn kids he got
of
his pornography business.
He taking pictures of the little kids.
I seen that shit. I was like, hell no, that shit is crazy.
They need to put that motherfucker underneath the jail.
Exactly.
He don't even need a trial. I mean, come on.
A children's charity,
you
so
money.
You motherfuckers giving to him. That's what I'm saying. They giving him all this money.
And he taking pictures of the kids naked.
Exactly. Got a pornography business for children.
That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. That's why I don't give money. That's exactly. I mean, I ain't got no money to give. But if I did, I wouldn't, because these motherfuckers don't do right.
I'll create my own charity before I give that kind of money. I mean, sometimes if I'm walking along the street and I decide to give somebody some money, that's different. But you know, charity wise, I create my own charity before I be giving my money to anybody. I don't know about any of them damn kids over in Africa, whether they got any of that food.
They don't. They ain't getting none of that shit, man. That shit's a hustle. That shit is a... My thing about that kind of shit, you know how they always get the big stars to do the commercials and shit? These motherfuckers sitting on millions.
Why don't y'all say?
Some goddamn money over there. Exactly. But they want me to give $20 for the next 20 years of my life. Fuck that. I ain't giving them motherfuckers shit. Them kids ain't getting that shit.
Mm-hmm. I would say, you know what I would say? I think out of the money, out of 100% of the funds they receive, I would say probably maybe 15-20%, and that's a good amount. I bet you the rest is going somewhere fraudulently.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Them motherfuckers getting paid off of us. Mm-hmm. I ain't giving them some bitches nothing. No, I'm not giving them. Because they got the same kid on the commercial. They've been running the same commercial for 10 years.
Exactly.
They got the same kid. Like, this motherfucker ain't eight. And he looks the same, the exact same way he looked last year. Where's my money going? I mean, think about it. They use the same kid.
Uh-huh.
They got the flies all on their eyeballs and shit. Man, fuck, that's just a ripoff.
And remember the one that they used to send the letters to kids? They would be after, like, the kids sending you letters from over there, like you really communicating with them. They got somebody, a grown adult, in the office writing them letters.
Exactly. Got me thinking I'm a sponsor of
no
a fucking
child.
African kid. You ain't sponsoring no damn kids. You know what I'm saying? They got some old motherfucker about 60 years old that's retired writing those motherfucking letters.
Exactly.
They got 10 pictures of the same kids, and they put them pictures in them same. They run the same. They send the same pictures to different people.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsoring. That motherfucker got 1,000 sponsors, but he's still hungry.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of here. And you give money to these motherfuckers on the street?
Sometimes. If I feel like
it. Play.
I ain't saying I'm giving like no $10 or $5 or nothing, but if I have a dollar here and there, I might give it. I don't do it all the time.
That motherfucker got more money than you do. Trust me. That's just a hustle, too.
Remember, who was that guy that used to be on the street doing them dances in Gary? Remember?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a homeless guy. He used to just do his little dances on Ridge Road. I am not ever going to forget him. And I remember somebody at the bank told me that motherfucker is rich.
All the motherfuckers rich.
All the money he get, he just put it in the bank. He got... Why are they homeless? I just don't understand. What, they refuse to, you know, live like, you know, other people in society or something? I just don't know.
It's a hustle. They hustling. That's all they doing. They expose that shit on 2020 or one of them damn shows. The motherfuckers be out there begging. They got on dirty clothes and shit.
What's up, people?
Hello.
What's happening there?
What's going down?
I'm trying to school Janine on the hustle game. They run a game on her. I'm trying to school her.
Look, if I give a dollar here and there to homeless people, you know, that's on me. I know they not doing what they should do with the money or whatever, but sometimes, I ain't saying I do it all the time, sometimes I might give a dollar here and there.
Yeah, well, it ain't nothing wrong with that. You just got to, it's just your own personal bums you got to pick. I mean, I got my own personal ones I pick that I give money to, but, I mean, I ain't giving to every motherfucker that asks me for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and 90% of the motherfuckers got more money in their pocket than you do.
They probably do. But on another note, man, I gotta get on here and I gotta say, I'm a proud grandfather once again. My daughter just had my grandson. It's a little diminished one is in this world now. I'm feeling
what
real good.
What's the name? Demir
Shawan. Yeah, I'm trying to get her to use my last name, but I guess. I guess his daddy might beg to differ about that, but, you know, I mean, hey.
That's what we think about not having no sons.
Huh?
I say that's one thing about having no son. When I die, my name is dying with me, man. I got no sons to carry it on.
Sorry,
your
man,
daughter
don't
get married, her last name changed.
I don't bother, man. I'm just happy here.
I want my name to carry on.
Hey, man. Oh, man, I'm looking at them. I feel real good right about it.
What was the weight?
You know, they were trying to weigh him down, but my daughter won't let him weigh him because she won't stop holding him. So, you know, I'm
saying.
Right. I'm like, y'all got a lot of wham, man. He look like he a big boy, too. I'm already finna go buy football pads and everything.
That's really good, really, man. Like I said, congrats.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Greatly appreciate it.
Ooh.
All right, man, let's get this show started, man. What's going on? What we got to holler about? Crazy people to take my money.
First of all, before we get started, did you see the fight?
Yeah, I saw it.
That was some straight bullshit.
Okay.
That's $100 I wasted.
Yeah. That motherfucker costs $100. Yeah, if you paid $100, you should be pissed off.
Oh, man, I was hot, man. This motherfucker hurt. But, you know what? I don't blame him. Pacquiao.
What you mean he was hurt?
Man, he was hurt from the fight. He didn't report it. The motherfucker got to have surgery on his. He injured his shoulder 2 weeks before the fight. Didn't tell nobody, and fought anyway. That's why he didn't throw no punches.
Wait, who are you talking about?
He didn't throw what he normally throw.
Who are you talking about?
They trying to lock somebody up in this camp. Because, you know, they signed a thing. One of his advisors filled out the report form, right? It asks you on there, do you have any injuries that need to be looked at? They checked no. But his shoulder was fucked up 2 weeks before the fight started. And now he's having surgery on his shoulder tomorrow. Man, motherfuckers is outraged. Motherfuckers is pissed because they frauded the fucking. That shit is fraud, man.
Man, that's bullshit. Let me tell you something. They hyping that shit up so they can try to get another fight out of everybody. Man, don't you believe that shit. Now you always say, let's talk about something. Now, let's talk about that. Come on, dog. Think about it. The fight was mediocre at best. Now, how another way we can get a payday? Well, now we saying we had a Pacquiao that wasn't 100%. Well, I want to fight Pacquiao at 100%, so I'll have another fight with him. That's why Floyd running around here hollering, somebody have another fight now. Man.
Because he ain't have to do shit. He have to do shit. That was easy money for him.
Right.
What the fuck is he
doing? Right, because Pacquiao was fucking hurt.
That motherfucker was hurt. That motherfucker was not hurt, dog.
Look, man.
Bullshit.
If you're a boxing fan, if you ever seen Pacquiao fight before, if you can just go back to his last fight, even though he won his last fight. The dude, every single fight he's ever had, he's averaged 1,000 punches in a 12-round fight.
Okay.
He didn't even throw 500 punches in this fight.
Okay.
He averages 1,000 punches a fight. That's his average.
Dude, I am utterly surprised that you would fall for that.
Well, dude, nobody's going to order the – if they fight again, nobody's going to order it, man.
Oh, no. And they know that. But what better way to get a motherfucker to order it if they say Pacquiao wasn't that 100%? You got all these Pacquiao fans. Listen to me. Hear me out. You got all these – I mean, Pacquiao – okay, well, with one arm, I hung with him. So just imagine what I'm going to do if I'm at 100%. I'm going to kill him. Now,
he hung
you got, him. I mean, he didn't. Yeah. I mean, man, that was a sparring match.
He got dominated,
match.
Dude. He dominated the whole fight.
That was a sparring match, dog. I mean, that wasn't no. Dude, at the end of the day, you can sit there and say what you want. That fight wasn't no great fight. It was mediocre at best.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. Now, what other way to get another payday out of this? The only way to get another payday out of this is to say something was wrong with that fight. So they got to fight again.
You know what? 10 years ago, I would agree with you. I would agree with you. 10 years ago, I would agree with you. Pacquiao about to be 37. Floyd got to be about 36, 37 his damn self. Ain't nobody going to watch no 240-year-old motherfuckers fight.
Unless
not at $100 a walk.
Nah, it's not going to be $100 a walk this time, but you got to put some type of twist to it, dog. I mean, that's common sense. You put a twist to it, and yeah, you got it. I mean, but if you don't put no twist to it, motherfucker, like, fuck that fight. I'll never watch them fight again.
Well, I'm telling you, man, I got to disagree with you on this one, man. I felt like that they committed fraud. They took my motherfucking money, knowing that this motherfucker ain't 100%. Now, I don't blame him.
What I mean, you gonna pay for it again?
For
80 million? You
gonna
pay
no.
for it?
Hell no! Hell no! I watch that shit on SportsCenter. I will never ever order another motherfucking $100 fight ever again in life.
It won't be $100 fight. They know it. They know.
$59.99. I ain't know.
They know they're not gonna get that money. They know they're not gonna get that money like that again. But they're gonna get something. You can believe that.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why I believe it, man. I'm gonna tell you why I believe Pacquiao did go to the fight hurt. First and foremost, that motherfucker was gonna make $80. He made $80 million off that fight. $80 billion. Just a fight. Hurt, I could have a broke leg. I'm still going to get in the ring for that $80 million. You know what I'm saying? Because a year, okay, let's say they postponed the fight because he had to have surgery. The surgery going to sideline him for a year. That fight ain't going to happen next year. Nobody want to see it. You know what I mean? I don't blame him. I would have went in there and talked to fuck it, $80 million. Fuck it, I'm hurt. Fuck it, I ain't gonna tell nobody. But I'm gonna get my $80 million on one fight. Floyd got 180.
But if you saying that's fraud, then why would he jeopardize going to jail? He ain't gonna get that money if it was fraud.
No, he didn't fill out the sheet. One of his people filled it out
conveniently.
Yeah, one of the people.
He,
I mean, the dude
I'm sure
he knew. The dude got on the radio and said that it was his fault.
Oh, goodness. That's
you
just
what I mean?
A big
he
old...
He admitted that he lied on the sheet.
Okay.
He wanted to fight.
Motherfucker, if I gave you X amount of million, wouldn't you take the fall?
Exactly.
All you got to do is push me and I'll fall down for $80 million. I will let you hit me. And I will just hit the canvas, knock me out, 30 seconds, get my $80 million, I'm gone. Just like a Tyson fight.
I can't believe you falling for that.
No, I think it's true, man.
Or it was
fit.
Maybe it was just fit.
I've watched at least 30 Pacquiao fights, man, and that dude, he don't do nothing but throw punches. He never goes backwards, ever. He was hurt, man. He was hurt in that fight, dude.
Well, maybe the fight was fixed, and he just didn't throw as many punches because Mayweather said he wouldn't fight unless he won.
That could be it, too. That could be it, too. It could have been
fixed. Yeah. Not to mention that, like they said, in order for Mayweather to get all his money, he had to, they had to go all 12 rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
All that stuff is fixed. Because they wasn't really, all they was doing was dancing around. He kept holding them. Like, y'all ain't even did nothing yet. I'm like, y'all ain't did nothing for you to be holding them like that. Like, you had already. I'm like, this is ridiculous. It looked so, it was so obvious.
Because he was hurt. I really believe he was hurt.
Well, it was fixed. It looked like it was fixed to me. It just looked like, it just looked fake. It just didn't even look like a real fight.
Well, I'm not going to go as far as to say it was fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say Pacquiao was not the Pacquiao that I'm used to seeing fighting. He was a totally different fighter. I'll give him that. Now, I never heard nothing about they had to go 12 rounds for him to get all the money. I've never. Why was that? He could have got his money if he knocked him out.
Well, he couldn't. He wouldn't have got all. He wouldn't have got the whole thing.
Okay, explain that to me, please.
I mean, hell, I don't know. I mean, it was at the end of the fight they said it. If you looked at the end of the fight, they said they had to go, in order for him to get all his money, he had to go the whole 12 rounds.
Wow. Well, maybe the fix was in. I know Pacquiao was hurt, goddammit.
Yeah, all right. That's what they banking on you to believe. They banking on you. I don't care what you tell me. You're not gonna get me to believe that motherfucker was hurt. You're not gonna get me to believe it. You're just not gonna get me to believe it. He was. It was so convenient that his mans in them signed the paper. Come on, man. Come on, man. What they say? Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on. You ain't gonna give me to believe that, dog.
Well, yeah. I was pissed, man. My motherfucking cable's probably gonna get cut off next month. I ain't got no extra $100.
Well, you shouldn't have ordered that shit.
Right, you shouldn't have ordered that shit.
Kids gonna be mad in the motherfucker come next month. Cable, I know.
Yeah, you gotta pay in this fall. You gotta pay in
this
until you get your stuff back on.
Right.
Yeah, right. Better go get a Roku box or something.
That's fucked up. Oh, man, that one I can't believe. I cannot believe that one. That's one I'm just not gonna believe.
I don't know, man. I just know he wasn't. I picked Pacquiao to win, too, man. That motherfucker, man. He was not the same fighter, man. I don't know if they had that rigged or what.
So Pacquiao, you paid for the fight and you lost the bet.
Ah,
lost everything. Motherfuckers drunk up all my beer. I couldn't win for shit Saturday night. Everybody left. I got no bill left. What the fuck? And my man lost the fight. And I spent $100 that we ain't got.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was rough, man. But but see,
That'd be a good fight between you and your wife.
No, she sat right here and watched the fight too, so she can't say nothing. She knew how much that motherfucker cost. She wasn't saying shit when we were watching it. Don't say shit later. I don't want to hear it. You enjoy that motherfucker too.
Mm-mm.
Making everybody fucking daiquiris and shit.
Mm-mm.
I should have charged, motherfucker. I should have charged.
But I don't like Mayweather anyway. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got to like him.
No, I'm saying, I mean, I don't know him personally. I don't know him as a person. But, you know, the shit that I see. Hey, we got a new caller, man. Let me bring in a new caller right quick. Hold on, caller. I'm kind of big, so I move slow. What's happening? Who this?
What up? This is Drew.
What's happening,
Drew? What's happening? What up?
Did you see the fight, man?
Hell yeah, front and center.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Pacquiao fight before Saturday
night?
Have you ever?
Uh-huh. Many times.
Well, okay, in your opinion, was that the same motherfucker you saw before? Or was
no.
he a totally different fighter?
No, he wasn't aggressive like he always be.
There you go. I tell you, man, he was hurt.
Okay, now, Drew, let me ask you, dog. Now they saying that Pacquiao was hurt.
Right.
All right, now, Drew, you watched that fight just like Brett. You watched that fight just like the rest of us. You know that motherfucking fight was garbage. That was a garbage-ass fight, right?
Yeah. It was booty.
Okay, now, in order to try to even think about trying, because, I mean, let's look at the big picture here. Everybody, whether win, lose, or draw, motherfuckers wanted to see, motherfuckers figured this was going to be an epic battle. They were going to fight at least two or three times. So now, you put this first fight together, and this shit is garbage. Don't you think in order for us to get another fight to go to even try to get any type of payday, we got to come up with some type of controversy?
Yeah, I mean, something like that. I mean, because you got to get people something to want to watch it again. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling you
exactly.
on that. I'm feeling you on that.
You got to get them to want to watch that fight again.
Right, but check it out. I'm still Team Mayweather. I don't give a damn healthy Pacquiao or not. Mayweather was going to beat his ass anyway.
Exactly.
That's just my opinion.
I agree with you. That ain't no opinion. Drew, that wasn't no opinion. That just Saturday we showed that was a fact.
That was a fact against a hurt fighter. Well, they said today that he's open for a rematch. So, in fact, if y'all get well, then it should be a rematch.
Then who going to order it?
Everybody in the world still going to want to see that damn fight because they're going to say Pacquiao is healthy now. So, they damn sure going to want to see it.
Five years ago, I will give you that. Not now.
Both of them motherfuckers going to be 40.
Shouldn't spend those $60 to watch two 40-year-old motherfuckers fight.
Okay, no way. Let me ask you something. Do you really think your little $60 is gonna stop that fight?
If it's enough of us that don't order it, it ain't gonna happen.
Right. Your honest opinion now, if Floyd and Pacquiao have a rebound, your honest opinion, the guy that just said that he ain't going to spend $60, you don't think that they still going to make money? Really?
If you got enough people that's letting you know that we not going to order this motherfucker fight.
Oh, right.
Mayweather is a business man first. If he ain't getting paid, he ain't going to do it.
All right, and that fight gonna happen because he gonna get paid.
Exactly.
I doubt it. Janine, mark my words. Janine, what's the date?
Oh, good move.
May what?
Oh, good move.
May what?
That
May 5th?
Good move. Yeah, May 5th.
Cinco
right?
de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
And I ain't had a
circle on the calendar. Circle on the calendar, Janine.
Either.
I'm telling you right now. Remember I said that. We'll be talking about 20 years from now. You make sure you bring it up and say, well, he told y'all that fight was never going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Hold on. Me personally, I hope it don't because it was some bullshit.
Me personally, I want it to happen just so I can see if he's healthy, you know what I'm saying, even though he's going to be down there 40, Yeah, he's still the best in his division, if that's party.
But like I said, 5 years ago, Mayweather ducked him. He didn't want to fight him 5 years ago. He waited till Pacquiao took those two losses. Now all of a sudden, he can agree to the drugs and the drug testing and everything. Come on, Mayweather, a punk, man. He was scared to fight the boy 5 years ago.
And Mayweather, the truth, man.
Everybody know that. Who didn't make the fight 5 years ago? Who kept coming about all the motherfucking outrageous ass demand in order not to fight Mayweather?
Yeah, so we see Pacquiao's a liar. So he could have been lying about the shit. We see that now.
Well, yeah, don't you see him lying now?
Yeah, yeah. That motherfucker didn't want to fight Mayweather healthy shit. Mayweather knocked the shit out of Pacquiao.
Man, you crazy as hell. 5 years ago, Pacquiao would have beat Mayweather ass.
Okay, then. Well, like
you
said,
aggressive. The boy don't go backwards. He coming straight back.
And that's what a Mayweather loves, a motherfucker that keep coming forward because he keep tagging your motherfucking jaw.
Not Pacquiao, bro. He ain't got
enough
power.
But you really got to be a power puncher to knock a motherfucker that's coming straight forward. He coming straight forward. Are you hitting dead in the chin? He gonna fall.
A la that one fight where his ass was out for 5 minutes.
Oh, hey, dude, and he was coming forward.
kept going forward too. Them Rosebud, their ass still be going forward.
And you see what Mayweather did to his ass? Beat the brakes off of him.
Fuck that dude, man. He fought Pacquiao. Pacquiao was hurt. Hey, damn near 40. Why you ain't fight him in his prime? 5, 6, 7 years ago when both of them motherfuckers was in their prime. And now imagine how much money they would have made 5 years ago on that fight.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
Well over what they made this time. Come on, man.
Well,
Mayweather didn't want to fight. He was scared.
I mean, Mayweather cashed in a little over 100. I think that's pretty good to me.
No, he got 180.
That's what I'm saying. That's good.
Right.
I think that's damn great.
Hell yeah, that's five more Bugattis and one more private jet. Just sit at his house on the showroom floor. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't like it, dude. He like to beat up on women.
Yeah, he do.
Yeah, there y'all go, really.
He do like to whoop a bitch ass now. He can't trip on that now.
He's known for that.
Hold on now. Y'all don't know how that man upbringing is. It ain't like he just whoop on motherfucking women. Yeah, he didn't whoop 49 men. He's an equal opportunist ass whooper.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, he went to jail
but
for
they
that.
Fought back.
And then he bought them Bentleys and Phantoms and gave him some money, and they good.
Right. I mean, come on. The dude got five different domestic charges against women. Five of them, dude. He got five different domestic assault charges. Against
and
five
he was in jail for what, 90 days? How long did he stay in jail?
Yeah, I think he did like 63, 64 days total.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, total.
What that got to do with his
motherfucker ass?
What that got to do with his monster kid?
It ain't got nothing to do with it.
Damn right.
Well, shit, that's what he practiced on his baby mama. I mean, I'd be wanting to whoop my baby mama ass too, but goddamn.
He'd be slap
you know
boxing.
I mean?
He'd be working on his slapping.
Right, shadow boxing with him. That's what I tell my baby mama. She pissed me off. I'm a Floyd Mayweather, your ass. Keep talking. And kids fuck up by Adrian Peterson, they ass. Well, I mean, it's Tabloid Tuesday. We could talk about, let's talk about Adrian. Love him. Think he's a hell of a running back. But nowadays, you can't beat your kids. You just can't. I don't care how you was raised. You can't. I mean, the news kind of blew it out of proportion. I was watching the news, man. They said he beat him with a a tree trunk. It's a switch.
Yeah, it's a switch.
Somebody beat him with a tree branch.
You know the media always going to blow some shit up. You already know that.
A tree branch? Come on, it's a switch.
Okay, but what's the difference? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But what's the difference? What's the difference with that lady that was on national TV in Baltimore that whooped her son's ass on TV, but then Adrian Peterson whooped his kid? What's the difference?
Yeah.
Well,
she cussed him out, called him motherfuckers and everything. All on national TV, but she get to get on ABC this morning, so congratulate her. But Adrian Peterson got to go to jail and get kicked out the NFL.
I don't think Adrian Peterson should have been penalized.
That's what I think the same thing. I'm in agreement too.
No,
I really don't.
But
I don't think
the difference is her son. You know that motherfucker 17. Peterson's kid was like 4 or 5.
Yeah,
big difference.
Yeah, my daddy will be with a switch when I was 5 or 6.
Well, right. You see, that's how we was raised. But you know, those other people that they don't, you know, they don't, they think it's time out. They rather, you know, do the timeout thing.
I think they should need to mind their goddamn business. Shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mind your motherfucking business.
You know, I mean, but now don't get me wrong. Because me personally, hey, that lady didn't do shit that ain't nothing. And I'm pretty sure I know for a fact, Father Time, your mother did. Drew, I pretty... Just to hear you talk, you sound like your mama did the same thing. Mine did
in
the
church.
Same thing. Hell, that fucked you up.
Hell, fucked you straight up.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't see what she did that was wrong. Now, my part, like I said, I got the locking ass when they got to talking about some motherfucking that, you know, she was wrong.
So that's the world we live in today, man.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? When we was growing up, that was acceptable.
Okay, well, now,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, then, where'd Jadine go? Jadine?
I'm here.
All right, now, you see your son out there, and he doing some shit, and you fuck him up like that. What's the first thing you going to say?
All you bitches can kiss my motherfucking ass. If you come raise this motherfucker your goddamn self, D, come get this motherfucking ass. You ain't gonna tell me shit. And that's what I would have said right on the news.
There you go.
Boy, they your ass would be locked up.
Locked up for what?
Locked your ass up.
They would have locked your ass up. See,
they would have locked your ass. You say some shit like that on the news?
Oh, yeah.
They coming for
they
you.
They do whatever they choose to do.
They coming.
Okay.
You
well,
can say
we'll
that shit.
Then, won't we?
All I'm saying is, you can say that shit in the crib with us. You know, we all at the crib chilling. So shit, you get on the news, man. These motherfuckers gonna lose their mind. Oh no, she didn't. Go get her.
I called the police. So. I told a whole bunch of people that I don't care. They could play with me and my kids if they want to. I told the police I'll blow this motherfucker police station up.
Damn. A whole police station.
So did.
Well, damn.
If I did that shit, I'd tell them, y'all come get these motherfuckers. Come get them. Shit, I'll come take them. Take them. You can have them. But like we said earlier, these kids is fucked up today. But I agree with what she did 100%. That motherfucker tried to run, and she went right after his ass.
Busting his shit. And I ain't mad at her.
It's crazy,
said,
though, because all parents know their kids. She picked her son up with a mask on and still fouled it.
With a mask on. That motherfucker had a mask on, and she knew exactly who the fuck he was.
Exactly who it was.
Yeah, fuck his ass up with that one.
We ain't trying to snatch the mask off so everybody can know
who it is. She tried to snatch the mask off so everybody in the world can see who it is. And he held it off.
He told him, take that motherfucking mask off. That is, come on, man. She picked that motherfucker out of a crowd of motherfuckers.
the crowd of people. Like, oh yeah, that's my son. That's my son right there. And drove
Junior?
Right downtown.
That look like Junior. Like, how can you tell he got a mask on? I know that motherfucker when I see him. And him in front of his homies in there, him his ass up.
That's my damn chick.
I mean, I ain't mad at her.
No, nope,
I'm not
mad at her.
See, like I said, though, that shit don't bother us, but, you know, these motherfuckers nowadays, it's a big ass deal. It's not a big deal. You know, to you know what I'm saying?
So,
I bet she
so
got to the crib, but her friends was like, get his ass, girl.
So is a so it really was it was really three black people that was part of them cops that that killed dude?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that, man. It was three
yeah,
of them. Two dudes and
a
sister, man.
And a sister, that's deep in a bit.
That's fucked up, man.
And here's the crazy part is that they saying that the black lady was a senior officer.
Wow, I'm going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's some shit.
They done something to that motherfucker. I didn't get to see the you know the dude in the truck with him. I know he did an interview, but I didn't get to see it. Anybody see his interview?
Hey, them motherfuckers lying on me. They try to twist my words around. Hell yeah, they fucked him up.
So that's what they said.
Yeah, dude, like, man, no, they twisted my words. I ain't said nothing about that. He did something. He was like, they twisted my words. Shit.
So how many people really did it, or did they just cover up? So I know six something had nothing to do with it. I mean, just like put their hands on it.
Yeah,
somebody did something to him in that damn van. Somebody did something to him in that van.
Yeah.
I mean,
then,
he was
the rest of them covered
up. They took him to the van. He couldn't even walk.
Yeah, he couldn't even stand up. Yeah, he couldn't even stand on his legs. He so good.
So they had to do something to him in the back of that van, man. They
yeah,
had to.
Yeah.
Oh,
they probably had
a broke neck.
Now, the guy said if he was, by the time he got in the van, the guy was already fucked up, and he was in there
yeah.
by himself. So
yeah,
whenever
yeah.
it happened when, before, whatever, you know, when that other guy got in there, it already had it happened to him.
Yeah, I thought they put their knee in his spinal cord and probably broke that mug. But that's what they said, the spinal cord is messed up. That's what they do, put their knee in the back of your chest and the back of your back.
Yep. Yep, that's it. Right on your neck.
Yeah, right on your neck.
They fucked that dude up, man.
Yeah, they fucked that dude up.
And then he
died. I don't know why they think they light with their big donut eating asses. Like they
right.
fucking light and then fucking shape and fit.
Right, right.
Putting all your weight on
motherfuckers. I gotta agree with
yeah,
you, honey. Right there. See them fat motherfuckers. Sharp. Stay down, motherfucker. This is part that I don't understand. You telling me to stay down, you got your knee on the back of my neck, and my face is on the concrete. Motherfucker, hell yeah, I'm going to do everything I can to try to get up. You killing me now.
Yeah.
Well, I hope his family get $100 million out of this shit, man. I hope they get at least $100 million. They going to get paid for the tour of the city. They getting a payday.
Yeah, they're going to get a payday.
Well off. Oh, definitely.
I agree.
They're going to be well off for the rest of their life. I mean, it's fucked up their son had to die for it, but them motherfuckers tore that city up. So, you know, they got to do something. They got to get them people something.
Well, shit, I'm going to put my shit out there right now. If anything like that happens to me, I want y'all to riot.
That is
whole motherfucking country up.
Well, this motherfucker toned down.
It don't take much.
Hey, I can see
much to get around. Jumping off.
What the hell, you sons of bitches still doing on this show? Y'all better get your motherfucking ass on up here.
I'm going to make a video. I had have it ready just in case.
It don't take much. It's not going to take much. All you got to do is say the police did it, and somebody going to spark it off.
I mean, but like I said, man, this shit ain't been, this is the same shit been going on for years. It ain't like this just started. I mean,
my thing
is, now, what I do believe is that, like us growing up, when we seen the police, we ran. I mean, we did. I mean, no matter, even the toughest motherfucker ran from the police. Nobody said, I'm going to go toe-to-toe with these motherfuckers. I'm going to pull this K out on them. You might have talked some shit, but when them motherfuckers came, like, well, dude, we had these two police. We had these police in Gary. And
right.
If you talk to anybody in Gary and you bring up these two police, House and Earls, anybody tell you, oh, my God, that was the worst. I mean, these motherfuckers was whooping ass, taking names.
Like a wife.
Man, you didn't run up on these police. When they came, and if you knew, you knew you couldn't get away on foot, you didn't even run. You just hit the ground. Fuck it, man. You got me. Please don't hurt me. That's how fucked up they were. Nobody never went against them. Nobody ever went against them. Because you knew, I mean, and they were some fucked up people. They were some fucked up individuals.
They was robbing drug dealers, man.
Man, the whole nine y'all.
Was they black or white?
Black.
Hold on.
We got it. Because we're a show, we got to say allegedly robbing drug dealers. So, but
That shit wasn't alleged. I knew that motherfucker. He was stealing the rob and all that shit. He was doing all that illegal shit.
Well, see, we can let you say it. We just not supposed to say it. But I'm saying nobody went against them. I mean, no matter what. I mean, nobody went against these motherfuckers. Nobody. I mean, I don't know. I don't know a motherfucker that went against them. I don't know. I mean, I know some motherfuckers that were so called some tough motherfuckers. And they didn't go against their ass. But nowadays you got these little motherfuckers, oh, I'm going to bust back at the police. What you think they going to do?
They going to bust back too.
Right. Now, down here last summer, the one guy, Drew, you remember his name? I think his name was Major or something like that.
Talking about here?
Yeah.
I don't remember that, man. I was just moving here, though, so I probably wasn't really paying attention.
Well, it was a guy, Major, I want to say Davis. I'm not really sure what the hell his last name was.
Yeah, that's what Neil said. It was Major Davis.
Oh, okay. Well, he had an AK. He had an AK, and he was standing outside. The police came.
In his hand? Whoa. He was standing outside with an AK in broad sight?
Yeah, in broad sight.
Are you talking about the black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that now. Yeah, I remember that.
And you remember his mother got on national TV.
Yeah.
And said, oh, well, they shouldn't have been bothering him anyway.
They shouldn't have been bothering him. Yeah. He shot at the police. Did he kill him? He killed one of them cops, didn't he? He shot him?
Yeah, he killed the police.
Yeah, he killed the police. So did. Yeah. I remember that now. Because I think it said something about the same police that killed his father a long time ago.
Yeah, it's supposed to have been the same police that killed his father or had something to do with his father.
I remember that.
So they was he never liked the police from that day. You know, from what happened with his father.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which is understandable. Hell, I wouldn't like police neither. But let's be realistic. Let's call a spade a spade. And, I mean, a lot of street cats probably not going to like what I'm about to say. But if you standing your ass outside, with an AK in your hand, and the police roll up on you, what do you think they about to do? It's not, I mean, that's their job to protect. Not to say that they all do, but damn, you gave them ample opportunity to act the fool towards you.
Yeah, I agree with you,
man. I can't, you know, and I look, I'm not no guy like, you know, I'm not no pro-police person. I'm not. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I'm pro-police, yeah, this, that, and other. Because I didn't see my mans and everybody else get their head cracked by them police. And, hell, I didn't felt it my damn self. But, dude, if you sitting there with an AK standing outside, they talking about we was having a barbecue. He wasn't bothering nobody. Okay, if we was having a family barbecue, all right, now, Drew, now, just answer me this. I invite you to a barbecue. Yo, Drew, come through. You and me will come through the barbecue. Now,
right.
you and me will pull up to the barbecue.
Right.
I mean, I'm telling you, dog, it's at my mama's house, man. You know, ain't nothing but love there. Ain't nothing but love there. You get out the car, and my brother's standing there in the yard with an AK.
Hey, shit, I ain't getting out the car.
There's no way you're going to feel like this is a calm environment.
Hell no. I'm going to shoot me. Get your ass back in this car.
What do you think the police is thinking?
Same thing, or even worse, I'm going to kill this nigga.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. I mean, I don't want to see young brothers get shot up like that. But you got to be smarter than the objects you're working with.
Yeah, I agree with that though. You got to be smarter.
I mean, me personally, let's just say if I was a little hot head like that, man, if I'd seen that motherfucker coming, and I like I said. I think I can pretty much talk to my man too, when I say police coming and we standing there and we was crazy enough to have that pistol in our hand. Man, that pistol would have got through so goddamn far.
Shit, that motherfucker would have been tossed.
Hell yeah, toss the shit out that motherfucker and hope we find it after they leave. Pray to God that they don't come fucking with us, hoping they didn't see us throw it. I don't know how far you say what up.
I have no love for no police in no city. Especially you fucking
like,
Georgia cops. I fucking hate the police, man.
Well, you sound like me. I hate them motherfuckers.
But I'm saying
I can't stand them.
Okay, we all ain't none of us got no love for them like that, but at the same time, you really finna provoke them?
Hell nah, you ain't finna provoke
them. I've been around you, you really finna provoke this motherfucker?
Yeah, especially when you just standing there, you might say some words or something, and they come kill you, and you really ain't got no weapon or nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up.
I mean, hell, I feel like I'm.
Well, I just have a whole different. I have a whole different outlook on the motherfuckers, man. I mean, there was a time like if the motherfuckers roll up, I ain't gonna say shit. I'm just gonna hope I don't go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Hope I ain't got nothing on me. I ain't dirty or no shit like that. But now, fuck them motherfuckers, man. I will talk now. You know what I'm saying?
I believe we all will because we grew up. We're not the same. We're not them little kids running around high-headed, like you said, doing shit no more.
Well, so, I'm just saying for the simple fact of what they did to my brother.
I understand.
You know what I'm
that.
Saying?
But
it's a little personal now. Fuck them motherfuckers. I mean, that from the bottom of my heart, man. I will talk shit to them son of bitches in a heartbeat now.
I mean, you're an adult. What do you do wrong? I mean, the worst thing you over for is a traffic, like a traffic violation. So, if a motherfucker just comes and you standing in your yard minding your business, he come, motherfucker, get your ass on. No, hell yeah, I'm going to be like, who the fuck you talking to?
I'm just saying, man, these motherfuckers, they don't need a reason to fuck with a motherfucker. They ain't never needed a reason to fuck with a motherfucker.
Boy,
ever.
You sure right. They ain't never had have a reason.
They don't need one because they got a fucking badge.
Yeah,
they
but
think they could
the
just
time,
talk and say whatever the fuck they want to say to a motherfucker.
But at the same time, what reason did we have to be scared of?
Well, shit, back in the day, motherfucker was dirty. Motherfucker was trying not to
exactly.
go to jail.
Exactly. That's my whole point. See, back in the day, we all flinched or ran because we were all doing dirt. But now we grown-ass men that's living a legitimate life. So hell no, I'm not going to back down from you. I'm not going to beg you. Say, come on, man. Please don't take me. Come on, man. All right, man. Here, take me. Man, fuck you.
That's getting big.
That's my motto. That's why I'm so glad I went and got my permit, man, because I'd be riding like a motherfucker.
So
yeah,
all
you
motherfuckers can't say shit.
We get fucked up with traffic violations. Remember that guy? He just got pulled over. Cause something, I think it was his light was out or something, and the officer asked him to reach for his driver's
license, and he just
started shooting
them. Yeah. You
know, like,
at the
gas station.
Yeah, at the gas
station.
I saw that. I remember that. You told me to grab my license. Why you shoot me?
You told me to grab my license, and you shot me anyway?
I thought you were grabbing. What you mean? You just told me to grab my
place. Oh, he talking about he jumped in the car. He dove in the car to grab something. Come on, man. That shit was on camera, man. I bet you shit happened to a nigga, man. I bet you didn't nothing happen to that motherfucker. And that shit was on camera. He shot that motherfucker for no reason. A couple times. For no reason. I mean, some of these motherfuckers, they give you a reason to shoot them. But that dude didn't do shit. He was doing what he was told to do. Show me your license. He turned around, grabbed his license, that motherfucker shot him. Talking about he was reaching for something. He was reaching for his license. That's what you just asked for. Man, these motherfuckers, man. Hey, they killing cops in New York. They killed cops in the last 5 months.
Oh, have they?
3 cops in the last 5 months in New York.
Because I know I heard about the first one. I ain't hear about no more.
Yeah, they just had a funeral for one of the motherfuckers the other day. It was on the news.
Mm-mm.
They done killed 3 cops in 5 months.
See,
the New York motherfuckers ain't playing.
All that rioting, they need to do some. They have to be smart about what they're doing, whatever they're going to do.
As far as who, the police or people?
I'm talking about people. You know, people talking about now they want justice, they tired. You can't go head to head with them like that. You got to be smarter than them. Because they got just as many guns or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
If you try to take the police head on, you're going to lose that fight every time.
Exactly.
You're not gonna
That's
win.
What I'm saying. They got to be smarter than that.
Them New York motherfuckers is smart. They ambushing them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
They setting ambushes like the Black Panthers.
Yeah. They catching their ass up. Now, you know it's bad when the police like. They like, well, I want you to patrol 23rd and 2nd. I'm not going over there. What? Police, hell no. Them motherfuckers crazy.
Oh, shit.
Them motherfuckers, man, you ain't bullshitting. Them motherfuckers is straight going over there like, what? What you want to do?
Uh-huh.
And they stand, huh?
They setting ambushes for the police nowadays.
Oh, that shit. Okay.
That's what these motherfuckers is doing, man.
Because they haven't caught nobody, right?
Nope. They got no suspects. Somebody shot that motherfucker in the head. Because, you know, they, them motherfuckers,
they taking headshots because they, you know, they got them vests on.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers are going straight for the dome now. So you motherfuckers better straighten up, man. Can't just be. I saw some shit where this motherfucking cop shot this one dude, white cop, black guy. And you know, he had on one of them body cameras that the motherfucking police wear nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running and he was chasing this motherfucker, right? And dude, he dropped something. I don't know what he dropped, but he did drop something because you can see it on the camera. And he stopped and picked it up. And then motherfucking cop let loose on his ass. Now, I don't know if the cop said it was a gun. But I you really couldn't tell if it was a gun or not. But he did drop something because he stopped and picked it up.
But the pastor said it was a gun, too. Did you see the whole interview? Where the white cop kept on saying, man, he had a gun. That was when the backup got there. You know what I'm saying? And when they started talking to the pastor, the pastor said he had a gun. The pastor said that.
Oh, okay. Okay, he might have been a motherfucker standing in the street.
Please.
Yeah, because the cop came to him real calm. He just said, put your hands behind your back. You know what I'm saying? He said, what you so nervous for?
Yeah.
And the dude just took off real fucking running.
Yeah, he did.
Because he had a fucking traffic warrant.
And boy, he did that. That motherfucker cop was like, he shot off about 7 rounds at his ass. Hit him
yes,
like 4
he
times.
Did.
So
the pastor must have been a dude that was standing in the street saying, let me help.
Let me help. Please let me help. Yeah, that was the pastor. Yeah, that was the pastor.
Okay, I didn't know who he was. But I know I saw him on a video in the street talking about, let me help.
Yeah.
Cop, like, get back.
And that cop kept on saying, get back. Yeah, get back. Get back, sir. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
That was fucked up.
I didn't know if he had dropped a gun or not, but he should have never stopped to pick the motherfucker up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So,
ain't it a rule if a motherfucker is running away from you, they ain't supposed to shoot him?
You're not. They're not supposed
to
shoot
him. They're not supposed to shoot
him. Right. But see, he fucked up when he stopped and picked it up because he turned it
up. Yeah, picked it up. Yeah. He sure did. Yeah, that's what made the cops
shoot. And then that's when the motherfucker started busting.
Pointed at me.
But they need better training than that. I mean, they don't train you to hit. You know, you can hit people in a certain place to, you know.
No,
what I'm
police.
Saying?
The police is trained to shoot
them.
To kill.
Yeah.
They're not trained
shoot
to wound. They're trained to kill.
They
are trained
to
kill.
Oh yeah.
They ain't got that much
that's
training.
That's they train. The motherfuckers. They don't shoot at the leg. They're taught
they
to shoot
at death.
Center mass. Yep. That's what they're talking to do. Center mass.
Yeah.
Right in the heart.
Okay.
That's what they're aiming
that's
for.
That's just like that old motherfucker was talking about. He thought he pulled his taser out and he shot that damn.
I heard about that one too.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Motherfucker, I'm on my bed. You talking about you sorry?
They arrested him though.
They let him out though. He beat that.
What?
He said he thought he pulled his taser and he pulled his gun.
Wow. Dirty motherfuckers, boy. Dirty motherfuckers. Well, I'm glad they arrested the motherfuckers in Baltimore. I bet them bitches don't get off.
Oh yeah. Well, wait a minute now. Hold on. They just talked to the attorney. And they said that, oh shit, it's a 90% chance that they gonna beat this.
Hey, I'm
they might
as well
get ready.
I put this on Facebook. I said now, Rodney King got the brakes beat off him. And they had video surveillance of the other shit. You know what I'm saying? And all them motherfucking cops walked. How the hell you think that these motherfucker cops ain't gonna walk in? They ain't got no evidence. They ain't got nothing to show that they did this to this man.
Yep, man. That's what the that's because
them motherfuckers gonna burn the city down again. They gonna really fuck the city up.
You know what?
I guarantee you, these motherfuckers don't get off. I bet you money they don't get off, man.
I'm willing to bet you they do. I'm betting. We make this bet on this show. May 5th, they have me and you making this bet. I bet you they walk. Now, I commend the prosecutor for going after them, but, I mean, it's not going to hold up. It's not. I know it sounds fucked up. I would love to lose, but I just don't see it.
Man, them motherfuckers gonna clown.
You know what?
Them motherfuckers walk.
You think they gonna? Hold on, man. Let me just ask you this. Do you think, in your wildest dreams, that okay, this was as they want to say, a random act of violence? Okay, so that one kind of caught everybody off guard. You think these motherfuckers ain't gonna have the National Guards and everybody else on standby this time? You think y'all gonna go out there and ride? They gonna tear a new asshole in y'all.
You know, I'm telling you, man. This is what I believe. I believe that if them motherfuckers walk, I believe them motherfuckers are gonna tear some shit up, man.
Yeah, they gonna.
I think
it's gonna
be a lot of blood.
Yeah, they gonna
be a lot of blood on both sides. They gonna be shooting cops. They gonna be shooting cops if these motherfuckers walk. They shooting cops, dude. I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's gonna get nasty. They gonna do some backdoor shit or something. But them motherfuckers gonna go to jail for something. They may not go to regular jail, but they gonna do something. They gonna do some time somewhere.
No, they're not. I'm telling you, and you can get ready for Armageddon. Baltimore will be Armageddon because these motherfuckers, man, they already know it. And it's funny that you bring up Rodney King, Drew. Now, remember when they went for the civil trial?
Yeah.
He won the civil trial. But now, remember, they had every motherfucking National Guard, everything there. They had motherfucking rappers coming on there. Snoop Dogg, them telling them, look, y'all please don't do that again because they got the National Guards. They got everybody here waiting on y'all. And it was the truth. And you think this not going to happen again? Like I said, the first time, it was an unexpected occurrence. So, yeah, y'all, it was the element of surprise. This time, they waiting on you. The day that the verdict's supposed to come in, you can best believe.
They ain't going to be just them police.
And you think that they're going to sit there and let them kids run and throw bricks and shit? No, it's not going to happen.
That was crazy, man. They was pulling people out the car, bro, hitting them with bricks and posing for the camera. That shit was crazy.
Right. You think they finna let this? Man, I'm telling you. You will, man.
I'm telling you. Listen to me, man. Listen to me. Okay, Rodney King, that shit was, what, 20 years ago, 25 years ago? You gotta look at the generation. Look at these kids nowadays. They don't really give a fuck. I mean, most of them busting at the police any goddamn way. And now you giving them a reason to act a fool. Because you gotta take in mind what's on the news? Police killing black people. That's all over the news. It's in everybody's head. It's fresh in everybody's head. What the police doing to black men nowadays? And now you giving these motherfuckers a reason to start some shit with the police. These motherfuckers don't care because
they ain't had no discipline.
Oh yeah.
So it's their fault. They took the discipline away. Now this what you get.
Goddamn right.
Right. But these little motherfuckers don't care. That's why I say if them motherfuckers are found not guilty, these motherfuckers they gonna start some shit, man. I really believe that, man.
Oh, you can start it. You can start it all you want, but I guarantee who's going to end it.
That's why that motherfucker didn't.
Best believe, man, it's going to be a lot of blood on both
Friday.
Sides.
So that's why it didn't go off.
Busting. It's going to be real ugly. That's why I say they cannot afford to let these motherfuckers walk scot-free. It's not going to happen. It's not going to, I mean, think about it, man. Everybody on edge. Most black men are.
You know, when you get a walk outside the house, you preparing yourself. These motherfuckers gonna fuck with me today. You know what I'm saying? Your wife, your girlfriend, your mama. I hope my son come back today. Because the police don't, you know what I'm saying? It's open season. And motherfuckers getting tired of that shit.
I'm not disputing none of that that you're saying. All I'm saying is that they're not, I mean, you got to look at the, I mean, just like you said, they had a fucking video. These motherfuckers whooped this son bitch to his. They were tired. They took intermissions and came back
sure
and whooped
did.
His ass some more.
They sure did.
Dude, and they got off with not guilty.
Not guilty. That shit was crazy.
See,
y'all missing the main point. The point is, he didn't die.
Missing the main point. I mean, okay.
He didn't die.
Okay. What motherfucker? Okay. All right. Okay. What was the boy name in Ferguson?
I like what you put on there. What was his name in Ferguson?
Michael.
I don't remember his name.
Damn. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, he had his hands up in the air. He beat that. Come on, then. Do we even got to bring up Trayvon Martin? He wasn't even a fucking police. He was a fucking, neighborhood watch. He beat it. Really?
But you're making my point, dog. You're making my point. Motherfuckers are getting tired of that.
Okay.
Who was that dude in Ferguson was a neighborhood cop? He wasn't no cop?
No, I'm saying
Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, that was George Emery, neighborhood watch motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't even a fucking cop. He was neighborhood watching. He killed the motherfucker and got away with it.
Yeah, because
dude,
of that fucking law they got in Florida, though.
Okay, see, I understand your point, but understand mine. They know what's the possibility that can happen, but do you think that they gonna sit there and let them do this? Dude, I'm gonna tell you this, and I mean you can look at it and you can say what you want, you can act how you want about it, but until we start using our brains to beat them. Motherfucker, it's gonna always be open season on us. That motherfucking rioting and violence and all that shit. That shit ain't gonna get you nowhere but a bullet in your ass.
Well, look,
you
man,
gotta
all I'm saying
these
is,
motherfuckers. And dude, you think they not thinking? They done thought three steps ahead. You think they not thinking this? You think they not thinking, man? If these motherfuckers get off these fucking niggas is going to go crazy. You think they not thinking that?
All I'm saying is they could bring in the National Guard. They could bring in all the Marines. It don't matter. You still going to have some motherfucker that's going to set that shit off with the first bullet. That's
I'm not disputing that. But all I'm saying is you saying that they're going to get convicted. I'm saying that they're not going to get convicted. And, yeah, something is going to jump off. I do believe that. But they are not going to get convicted.
I don't think them cops will get convicted either. If they do, it's going to shock the shit out of me.
They would. It's really going to shock me if they get convicted. I'm not even being funny. It really would shock the shit out of me if they get convicted. Because like that lawyer said, man.
Hold on, man. We got to call him, man. Call her. Let me bring him in. Call her, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, this Trina.
What's going on, Trina?
Not much. I just woke up. I know I missed all the show, but I just wanted to call in, you know, say what's up to everybody.
Oh, well, that's all right. It's always another one tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, we actually got kind of political today. We weren't even talking about fucking today. So.
Oh, okay. Well, good. That's what's up now. Wow.
I just think it's time for us to use some brain power. It's time for us to use some brain, because our muscle ain't getting us nowhere. That's all I'm saying. And I just think this is going to test it. I'm agreeing with you. If them motherfuckers, when them motherfuckers get called not guilty, they going to try to tear that motherfucker
up. They ate up all the barbecue chips.
But they going to wait. They going to wait on them. They waiting on them. It's going to be open season on their ass.
Well, I'm saying they going to draw some cops. That's all I'm saying. They going to draw some cops.
Who's going to lose in the end?
Well, of course they going to lose. The police are always going to win.
Exactly. So, I mean, at some point in time, you got to actually.
Okay, but see, now what you're saying is we got to use our brain power and all that. That may be so. Okay, but that's you talking, that's me talking. How old are we? We're in our 40s. These 22, 23, 25, these motherfuckers don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter how much brain power you use, these little young knuckleheads is the ones that's going to set it off with the violence. So using your brain is not going to help.
Okay, well, they going
to. Can't control
tell you like
these young
this.
Motherfuckers.
When they, you know what? They ain't got to miss it. But I'm like, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but it's going to be on both sides. It's going to be on both sides.
I don't know why people think the prosecutors are going to convict their own police officers that they work with every day anyway. I mean, that don't even make sense.
Oh,
it depends on what they do. I didn't see some prosecutors to take some motherfuckers down, but it all depends on what they do, though.
Yeah, I think exactly. It depends on what they do. If they just doing something, because, I mean, why are they going to try to put them in prison with people that they didn't convict and put in jail?
Right.
They're not going to go to that prison.
It don't matter which prison they go to. The prison network is solid.
It's out of the motherfucking cops, too.
They found out he's a cop. It don't matter what prison he go to.
Somebody gonna get that ass.
Exactly.
Ain't no somebody. They is gonna get that ass.
Well, I mean, they do have that witness shit in prison too.
Mm-hmm.
Or they put like motherfuckers that snitch and shit. They got one of those protective wards. Them motherfuckers ain't gonna be in the general population. They gonna be in protective custody somewhere.
But they gonna
go to jail. They are going to go, I'm telling you, man, they going to cut some kind of deal. They going to go to me like, look, you motherfuckers got going to have to go to jail for something. You got to go to jail. You ain't going to go for some years, but we got to put you in jail. Otherwise, they going to burn this motherfucker down. That's what's going to happen, man. I'm telling you, they going to cut a backdoor deal.
These motherfuckers going to be there for 3-4 months.
They gonna burn this motherfucker down, and not just their own neighborhood this time. They gonna burn the whole motherfucking city down. I'm telling you, man, that's what's gonna happen, dog.
They need a new leader. We at Phil City should lead the new revolution.
Shit, I'm not finna go over there and get shot at. Get y'all motherfuckers back the way y'all fucked up.
Because you bought them.
Okay, we need to create a new Black Panther Party, huh?
It's motherfuckers like him do all that talking. As soon as we say, well, we need a new leader, I ain't going over there and get shot. QEP, what a
motherfucker.
I ain't tired enough for shit.
Hell no, I'm over there shooting at me. Fuck that.
They sure gonna be shooting.
They
gonna, man, I'm telling
you. I ain't talking about going out in those streets rioting. I'm saying you got the older people, okay, who still think about the Martin Luther King times and still think peaceful rioting, peaceful protest is what it do. And it don't. As you see back then and today, that shit didn't work, and the shit don't help, and it didn't do shit as far as I'm concerned. They just eared the shit out of. That's all they did.
Yeah.
And my thing is, but then you got to pull the younger ones in a little bit so they won't be, you know, to make them a little bit smarter, to do things smarter. It's our, you know, our age group is the ones that actually have the brains and the smarts that combine the two. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the youngest ain't listening, though.
Right, how you going to get that across to these young motherfuckers? They don't care.
Yeah, these young motherfuckers ain't had that.
They run
they
just shoot
their parents out. Yeah, they cussing their parents out, whooping their parents' ass. Why you think they going to listen to somebody off the street?
I agree with you 100%, dog. I'm in agreement with you 100% on that one. These
I
motherfuckers
don't know,
ain't going to listen.
When people fighting for the same cause, you know, that should pull people together.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, Rosa Parks, going on down there. Fucking you know, cause if you vote.
I ain't no Rosa Parks, kid. What's that?
Yeah, it's crazy. We got Rosa Parks and Huey P. on the line.
Yeah. And both of these motherfuckers ain't going nowhere.
Hey, both of them talking about I ain't going nowhere. wait. Let's see if we can get a Harriet Tubman. Trina, you there?
Yeah.
She like Underground Railroad my ass.
Okay.
Me down there fucking up my French perm. Shit. This nigga hard headed anyway. He don't want to listen. I'm telling him go left or right. Fuck y'all, promised land. I'm going to Canada. Shit. All right, y'all. It's 11 o'clock. We got to get the hell out of here, man. Sorry, I got to call my baby back, man, see how my grandson doing.
No. Wow.
All right. Hey, Trina, you got to make sure you get on with us tomorrow. And shout out
to Oh, yeah. I'm gonna be on tomorrow. It's been a long day today. I went to sleep. Just now waking up, so.
I feel you. Shout out to everybody that's on the SinCityRadioShow.com, on our Facebook page. You know, we get to the end, have fun, talk shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, tomorrow, we gotta get it in. So y'all already know how we gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
But shit. All right, man, we got to get out of here tonight. Trina, you got any last words for us?
No. I missed all the show, but nice speaking with everybody. See y'all tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up today. You got any last words for us?
Yeah, it was good talking with everybody. I'll definitely be on here tomorrow.
That's what's happening. Dima, what you got for us, brother?
And thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and hair grease.
All right, y'all. We out this bitch. Peace.